This is County Close Up, news from Haliburton County with Elizabeth Oakley.
Beloved Canadian comedian Rick Mercer once said, "Here's to democracy. May we get the government we deserve." The newly formed Haliburton Highlands Healthy Democracy Project aims to get more people fired up and involved in the local political scene. Established and run by five politically active individuals, some who've held office, others who've run campaigns or engage in local issues, the initiative is aimed at helping people learn and build skills, make connections, and take part in shaping their community's future. Canoe FM recently sat down with two members of the Haliburton Highlands Healthy Democracy Project at Castle Antiques in Haliburton to discuss the organization and its upcoming speaker series. Barry Martin, a retired wildlife biologist, and Jessica Slade, a federal government not-for-profit policy manager, welcome anyone who's interested in running for a local seat, helping with campaigns, or someone who's just curious and wants to learn more about local politics to attend one of these sessions. Their goal is to lift the veil that often shrouds people's understanding and involvement in public service.
People want to feel included in political conversations. They want to have their voice seen and heard. They just don't really know how to approach it without all the jargon and political spin. And people care about their communities. People care about the lives of their children and what's going to be left behind. They just don't know how that fits into political discourse. That is really the connection for me to this Healthy Democracy Project, is that like, there's people that want to be involved, but they just have been waiting on an invitation. And so this project, I think, is like a natural starting point for a lot of people to think about their journey into politics, but also into how do they get more involved in their community. And so I think that's some of the things that we're trying to do with this project, is really provide that door and provide people with the tools they need to make a decision for themselves about how involved they want to be and kind of what that could look like, specifically within the context of the 2026 municipal election.
Martin says the Haliburton Highlands Healthy Democracy Project isn't just about getting people to run for municipal council seats, but also to get involved with organizations that better the community through volunteerism and advocacy. He adds Haliburton is a special place full of passionate people motivated to get involved.
So it's really about politics, but it's also about getting people thinking about doing more volunteering.
For sure.
Joining boards of directors, because a lot of the boards of directors are, you know, older people. And so we're looking at kind of changing that mix of folks. There's certain things about this community that I don't think exists in other communities. It's just looking at democracy in the broadest sense, and like you mentioned, what is happening in the States, and I just feel that if we want a good democracy, it really has to start at the community level, and if that happens, there's a better chance that we'll see better democracies at the national and international level, and so it's all about community.
Slade, a married mother of two small children, says the project is founded in the principles of future readiness, what residents want their community to become, and how best to serve the diverse needs of its people.
We also are trying to think about like what do we want the community's legacy to be in the future also. And so you have to think about like who's in the community now, where are we going, and who's making the decisions that are going to impact the community 5-10 years from now. And so if the people that are making those decisions aren't necessarily reflective of who is in this community or who's coming to this community, you might not have the right people at the table to make decisions that are going to take the community in a direction that you want. And so I think when we think about who this project is for or why it started, like I think we're just trying to make sure that people feel equipped to raise their hand, to join the table, to pull up a chair, to be a part of the conversations, because I think right now it's not that way. And if you look at who makes up the councils, I don't really even know how to describe it in a neutral way, but it's not reflective of Haliburton County as a whole. Politics isn't just like an in-the-moment thing. I think that's how we think about politics. We think about right here and right now, but decisions made of all levels of government have impacts that last well beyond their tenure. And so we need to think about like who's sitting at the council tables, who's making the decisions, and where are they taking our community.
You have to recognize that a lot of our everyday living is most influenced by municipal government.
For sure.
And not provincial or federal. Our project's more than just looking at encouraging people to think about running for office. It's kind of building the citizenry so that they will get out and vote, mm-hmm. or they will help a particular candidate campaign. So it's much broader than just that.
The Haliburton Highlands Healthy Democracy Project is hosting the Voices and Votes speaker series on September 16th and October 7th. These will focus on the function of local government, stories from those who've served as members of Parliament, and planning a campaign. For more information or to register for the speaker series, visit hhhdp.ca. County Close Up is made possible through the support of the Local Journalism Initiative and the Community Radio Fund of Canada. You can find more stories from Haliburton County on canoefm.com and frequencynews.ca. This is Elizabeth Oakley for County Close Up.